We often think of ethanol as a homegrown and domestically consumed product. That statement is true, but there is a growing export market for the fuel, and that may have a big impact on economies here and abroad. We dig into that topic on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
We think of corn ethanol as a homegrown and U.S.-consumed product, but as Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, explains, the international demand for the product is strong.
Right now, about 10% of the ethanol we produce in this country we send abroad, and that number is going to increase because there's such a global appetite for this amazing product that we produce. Through September, we have shipped more gallons abroad than all of last year, and last year was a record year for us.
Score says several international markets look promising.
We've got new markets opening up in Mexico, in Japan. China has said that they have a goal of a 10% blend by 2020.
The Chinese market is effectively closed right now due to tariffs, but hopefully will open sometime soon. So why is the international market growing? Some countries need a source of higher octane fuel. There are other reasons as well.
Then if you start looking at domestic policy goals like cleaner air, cleaner water, a country like India or China, where this is a real concern, you've got a growing middle class. If you want to have rural economic development, or if you simply want affordable gasoline for your consumers, in every one of those instances, the ready solution is ethanol, and we are the best ethanol producers in the world.
Score says a higher octane, cleaner fuel is an important factor in many nations.
They don't want to create a scenario where they are 100% reliant on us for their energy source. As they use more ethanol in their fuel, they will start to build that capability. And we're happy to encourage them to do that.
And as those countries ramp up their own production, she hopes American farms can help supply those international needs and also drive new technology will help the industry here at home. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.